Today from the Ohio Newsroom, our one-year anniversary. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth, and today marks 1 year of the program. In the last 365 days, we have reported on everything from tornado recovery to pig auctions, from uranium contamination to marijuana regulation. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker and Kendall Crawford put thousands of miles on their cars in the last year, traveling all over and reporting these stories. And they join me now. Hey, guys, congrats on a year.
Hey, Claire.
So one of our key missions is to report from undercovered communities, especially in so-called news deserts where local publications have closed. How have the two of you gone about that in the last year?
Kendall and I physically visited 53 of Ohio's 88 counties. And these are places that are off the beaten trail. So in the past year, you know, I've walked along a flood wall next to the Ohio River, and I visited a boxing ring outside of Toledo.
Ready? Here we go, guys.
There's a mobile clinic, eye clinic in Jackson, a farm in Van Wert. And as we visited all these places, we talked to a lot of people. Kendall and I interviewed 400 plus people in the past year. And these are people from all over the state, from all walks of life. I talked to an Amish woman who left her community, a Shawnee chief, about renaming the Wayne National Forest. We talked to people who live near a uranium enrichment plant in Piketon.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, the diversity of topics as well that we've been able to cover. For example, we've covered housing from just so many different angles. We've gotten to see how some towns are looking for accountability for landlords, how towns are using different spaces to solve housing shortages, and how different cities are approaching homelessness and supporting unhoused people.
The reality is they are part of our community, and they are part of us.
The same goes for food access and education. These are the topics that you don't just hear once about on Today from the Ohio Newsroom. We get to look at it from a lot of different perspectives, and again, from those places that you might not have heard of before.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom is a collaboration of the state's public radio stations, and we've done a lot of reporting that connects dots across the state. Tell me about a few of those projects.
Aaron did a really great story about how towns are instituting different marijuana regulations that was following the passage of Issue 2. And we've also covered how communities across Ohio are dealing with the proliferation of dollar stores.
Driving around the state of Ohio, it seems like every community that you go into, about the first thing that greets you is a Dollar General store.
Plus, we've connected reporters across the state to get a bigger statewide look at those issues that they cover. So for example, two of our education reporters just did a two-parter about school closures.
Beyond these collaborative reporting projects, we've done some pretty fun series this year as well. We did Freaky Friday, celebrating Ohio spookiness in October. We did Made in Ohio May, looking at Ohio's manufacturing tradition. What's coming up in the next year for the Ohio Newsroom?
Well, Claire, I'm happy to report that soon the Ohio Newsroom will have its own newsletter. We're calling it The Lift. It'll come out twice a month, and it'll be a compilation of good, solutions-focused, uplifting news stories from around the state. So keep an eye out for that. But, you know, of course, it's not all fun and games, and we're going to be doing some serious reporting, too, including a project about the $800 million in opioid settlement money Ohio will be getting. That's a lot of money, and there's just not much oversight over where it's all going. And so that's a story we'll be following really intentionally over the next year. And of course, also, just like this year, we'll still be traveling all over Ohio, trying to get to places we haven't been to before, and just continuing to try and live up to our tagline, which is connecting news and neighbors all over this great state.
Well, Aaron and Kendall, thank you so much for talking to me today, and congrats again on 1 year of Today from the Ohio Newsroom.
Thanks, Claire.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.